Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
From time to time, polls are done on elected officials in order to determine what the public is thinking, what they have on their minds. And in fact, Dr. Ed Shervinak and his group, he's a local political analyst, have conducted a poll, and he joins us on the line to give us the results of same. Dr. Shervinak, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Newell. Thanks for having me on.
So we go out, we poll what folks are thinking, and where are they as it relates to the mayor?
Well, the mayor has a 53% approval rating, which is a bit lower than what we found 2 years ago. She was at 57%. But the most dramatic, the biggest change is in the level of disapproval. 2 years ago, 17% of people disapproved of her performance in office. Today, 42% do. So people are making up their minds on where they stand on the mayor.
So kind of the way I look at this is that her favorability has dropped. Those that were willing to take, I guess, a wait and see were kind of undecided as to what kind of job she was doing, have resigned that in their mind. And that's about 25% of those have said, she's not doing a good job.
Right, yeah. Initially, when we first polled her, 26% said that they hadn't made up their mind. And that was because she hadn't been in the office long enough for people to form an opinion about how she was doing in office. But now we're nearly 2 years into her tenure, and it seems that she's still above water in terms of approval ratings. 53% is still okay, but there's some danger signs there in terms of the level of disapproval.
Now, I think someone reported that that approval rating is below where former Mayor Ray Nagin and Mitch Landrieu were at the same point in time in their first terms. Is that the case?
Yeah, she's a bit lower. I mean, you compare yourself to someone like Mitch Landrieu, who was, you know, over 60% approval throughout most of his time in office. And most people tend to like their mayors. They tend to give them the benefit of the doubt. But we see that her numbers just aren't quite as good as the two previous mayors.
Ed, when you consider, obviously there's been a number of issues that have come up, some within her control, and in all fairness to her, really some outside of her control, challenges. If you think of the Hard Rock, obviously, that is an emergency situation that's presented. Any feeling as to what the public is saying about the way that she's handled that crisis?
I mean, we didn't ask about that particular crisis specifically. This is more of a general sentiment of how she is performing in office. But certainly the Hard Rock Hotel situation is probably weighing on people's minds, I think. There's this concern about this perceived lack of urgency from the mayor that, you know, mayors in other American cities would be out in front calling, you know, out the developers and the construction company to bring this building down. And so I think a lot of people feel she's being led rather than leading on this issue.
One of the things that was kind of surprising to me as well, she was really kind of a community activist, as I recall, from the Broadmoor section of town. That's where she had her closest connection to, but doesn't seem to be polling very strongly there as one would otherwise anticipate.
You know, and we found that also in 2018, is that she didn't poll very well in District B. This time around, she polled very well in District D, and far less so than in District A. But yeah, it's been one of the puzzles on why her approval numbers haven't been better in District B. So it's not just this poll; we saw it in the previous poll as well.
The crime thing, one would think it would reveal itself in this poll. Obviously, both council districts D and E, and which would be through Gentilly, Lower Ninth Ward, New Orleans East, they have been really up in arms about a number of the vehicle burglaries, vehicle thefts, complaining about police coverage and otherwise. Didn't seem to really rock her world that much in this poll.
No, I think particularly with District D that, you know, she's paying attention to that district. The folks out there feel that they have been neglected by City Hall, and it appears that the fact that the mayor is trying to get things done and paying attention to the concerns and needs, primarily economic, in that district is bodes well for her approval levels there.
Does that not bode so well for her? Because I would agree with your observation there, but I would also extrapolate that to District A, where they see that, and you know, and District A obviously is one of the primary producers of the tax base. They are mm-hmm. a very large contributor to it, and they seem to be frustrated.
Pardon?
In District A.
Yeah, District A, that's where she's the least popular. It's the most conservative part of the city. It's also the most Republican part of the city. And as we know, Republicans are not as approving of her as Democrats. But yeah, there's a sense of that, yes, we are contributing to the tax base, but our roads are as terrible as ever. They're also dealing with the property crime issues there as well in terms of vandalism of cars. And so they're not very happy with the mayor.
So is there a positive that we take from this poll?
Well, you know, despite her difficulties, like I said, she's still above 10%. And so as an elected official, that's where you want to be. You have majority approval out there in the community. So I think that's, you know, the most positive thing you can take away from this poll.
And obviously, 2 years away now from an election, if the moment that there's an announced candidate, if there's no guarantee that there will be, numbers tend to change, right?
Yes, absolutely. You know, we asked the question of whether people would vote for her if there was an election today. And, you know, the entire focus was on her. But, you know, in a real scenario, there would be a tangible alternative. And so people would be able to look at that candidate and measure that candidate against the mayor and then decide a decision on who they wanted to vote for. So, you know, and it's difficult to challenge an incumbent mayor in New Orleans. No mayor in New Orleans history has been tied a second term.
Yeah, someone reminded me the other day that we reelected Ray Nagin, and there's no doubt that he had a lot more problems than LaToya Cantrell faces at the present
yes,
time.
Yes, absolutely. So she's in she's still in a good position. We'll know more as we get closer to the election, and you know, we'll do some polls and see if there are any trends that arise.
Right. All righty, Dr. Ed Chervenak, thank you so much for your time. Always appreciate it. Always love to look at your polls. I always find them very informational. So thank you so much.
All right. Thanks for having me, Noel. Always a pleasure.
All right. That's Dr. Ed Chervenak, local political analyst here, always polling and trying to feel where folks are in the community. We want to hear from you, 260-1870 or text 870-870. Where are you on this, and what are you thinking in your particular council district? Has she been focused on it enough for you or not? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.